The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Of 86, just a slight tip of the cap to Hunter Henry. You don't see a lot of number 86s really kind of killing it anymore. You know, it's a bit of a lost and forgotten number in the NFL. So shout out to Hunter Henry for keeping it alive. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Pete, we're going to move on to a quarterback that has some situations revolving around him in the AFC South. But before we do, I want to just pump the brakes very, very, very quickly because I saw this as we have been recording here on Monday morning. Speaking of quarterbacks in that particular division, Carson Wentz traded to Indianapolis last week. Did you see, I know we talked about on the daily that he's been texting his new receivers. Did you see this?
I did not.
Yeah, it's there was a screenshot posted. It looked like a super, just copy paste, swap out the names type text message. Like, hey, insert name here. This is Carson. Super happy to be here. Looking forward to working with you. Big fan of you as a player. You know, not trying to bag on Carson Wentz, but
I already saw some Indianapolis drama where Michael Pittman, he said he's not giving up number 11.
That's what I'm getting at here. Michael Pittman Jr. was on Good Morning Football on Monday and was asked about this because he obviously wears number 11. So Michael Pittman said, talking about Carson, he actually texted me about 2 hours after the news broke, and he just asked me how I felt about it. And I told him that I was going to stay, and he said that that was cool and that he would switch numbers, and it was that easy. I mean, he was a chill guy about it, so that was awesome. So my two questions to you, Pete, are, A, is Michael Pittman right or wrong in your mind for keeping number 11? Mm-hmm. He's only been in the NFL 1 year. You talked about Chris Godwin, really nice guy, so giving up number 12 for TB12. And B, what number should Carson Wentz wear in Indianapolis now?
Yeah, all good questions. I would say it actually, to me, does matter a little bit in the sense that I think a young player like Pittman and the Colts, it really does seem like this is the new franchise guy. As a receiver, you should probably give that number up. And he said, I'm standing my ground here and I'm not going to do it. I mean, Godwin was 12 forever and he absolutely loved. I understand Tom Brady and Carson Wentz are very, very different, but you can just see in a little thing like that, the respect factor. It's just like the first sign of Carson Wentz not getting respect in Indy, which I don't think, okay, it's a sign of things to come. And this is exactly how it's going to go.
Right.
But it just is a step in the wrong direction and the right direction. And I think you would have rather it started with the right direction. And then back to your text message. Here's a little tip from Mr. Pete Sweeney. You interview for a job or something and you interview with multiple people. Do not send them the same email and just change the name because they all talk to each other. They're all friends and pre-COVID and maybe even post-COVID. They have a Slack channel or they go to lunch or something. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to show the phone with the email that you sent to each person and then laugh about it. If you're going to email and thank multiple people, change something. Say okay to Michael Pittman, I like the speed of your game. Say to a guy like T.Y. Hilton, I would love you to stay.
Right.
Be a little bit different, Carson Wentz. Come on.
I agree with you. I also, I know you're not saying like all is doomed in Indianapolis now, but I thought, you know, when Stats and I talked about this Carson Wentz news breaking last week on the Look Ahead, it was kind of, you know, this whole trade kind of speaks to the privilege of being a quarterback in the NFL, right? Like if you play that position, you have a lot of privilege and that Carson Wentz sucked last year and gets dealt for capital, however minimal it was, and is like unquestionably the starter now in Indianapolis, right? And it's just it's funny that like literally to this point he's gotten almost everything that he's wanted, so now this number 11 thing is like the first thing that he's not gonna get that he wants. And so you're right, maybe he was thinking everything's all hunky-dory, wait a minute, I don't get to wear number 11. But again, before we move on, what number should Carson Wentz wear now? Because I have a guess on what he's gonna wear.
With some of our Colts fans listeners, I don't want to pick a number that's retired, but I love when here's what I'll say, just to make sure I'm crossing my T's and dotting my I's there on retired numbers. I like the single numbers. Pick a single number. I like when a quarterback has a single number.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.